everybody. Welcome to episode one of the Space Runaway Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to do a full review of the Space Adventure Cobra movie. So with me today, I'm your host, Philip, and with me is my awesome co-host,
Blah.
So how's it been going, B?
It's been going good. Just been keeping up with all the weekly seasonal anime up to now.
So what, anything standing out to you this week? Like anything had an extra good episode?
Well, mostly just Magic Circle Guru Guru, because I really like it a whole lot. It's a reboot of an older 90s series that I think it captures like the appeal of like 90s slapstick comedy anime a whole lot.
See, I haven't watched that yet. So far this season, the two things that I've really, really been liking is My Hero Academia, of course, and Fastest Finger First is my jam. Mm. Didn't expect to like it, but I don't know why I thought anything different. It's basically Yawabushi Pedal with Jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's super good. I'm having a blast with it. So today we're reviewing Space Adventure Cobra. So we both watched it. So how are your initial thoughts? How did you like it?
Well, my first initial thoughts was like, it kind of feels like a mix of damn Han Solo becomes James Bond, he's a space pirate.
Yeah, it made me feel is he's one part Han Solo, one part Star-Lord, one part James Bond.
Yeah.
I had a good time with the movie. It runs about an hour and a half long. It came out in 1982, if I remember correctly. 82 here, I had to go through my notes to make sure I'm not a liar. It came out in 1982, directed by famed director Osamu Dezaki. Some of you guys out there may know some of his newer work, like Clannad, but he also did Ashita no Joe, which is one of my favorite animes ever, and he did The Rose of Versailles, one of the animes Maya really likes. This movie actually came out before, like 4 months before the anime, came out in July. Anime came out in like October. It was really made to promote the anime, I think. I think we both agree on that, right?
Yeah.
The story was really good. It was really cohesive. We thought it was going to end poorly, but it didn't. Like, it tied itself as a nice knot. So, for those who don't know, this is a... this came from a Shonen Jump manga. Came out in 78. The original mangaka named Buichi Terasawa. He was actually one of Osamu Tezuka's assistants. The things might be a masterpiece. Now, the anime is paced better, definitely, and the anime gives you more in-depth on the characters, but the movie makes you really excited to learn more about Cobra. It leaves you, like, wanting more, which any good movie is going to do, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So let's dive right in. Let's talk about kind of what we felt throughout the movie. So, Blau, like, how did you, beginning to end, like, how... What stood out to you so far in it?
Like, really, to be perfectly honest, the main villain, Crystal Bowie, like, caught my eye instantly. He's like some type of crystalline human being, like Dr. Manhattan if he was transparent and made of gold.
In my notes, I wrote down a sexy robot Dio. So let's talk about opening sequence. The opening sequence introduces us. So also, spoiler warnings, we're going to go in-depth on this movie. If you do not would like to know about this movie, you should probably turn the episode off or skip to the end, and we'll give us our final thoughts about it. But let's talk about the intro. It's so 80s. It's yep. Literally the most 80s. It opens up with our heroine. They introduce a heroine, her name is Jane Flower, and she cuts off a guy's head and puts it in a bag. Oh, okay, that's fine. And then it goes into the opening package, and it's completely like acid trip. Like it's gorgeous music, but like the bright pastel colors like flashing in front of your face.
Yeah,
so trippy. Then we find out that our heroine's a bounty hunter. We're introduced to Cobra. Cobra then, loving beautiful women, as our heroine is, goes to try to talk to her. He reveals himself as Cobra, an infamous pirate who's worth $7 million, the highest bounty in all of the universe. Apparently, Cobra he was beautiful, and now he's not.
No.
So Cobra originally was a beautiful space pirate who had all the women, but he fell foul of the other pirates, right?
Yeah, like they basically the pirates formed to basically make a giant organization called the Guild, and they invited Cobra, but he decided to turn down their offer because he didn't like the idea of ganging up with a bunch of other pirates to pick on the weak, and he didn't like their brutal methods either.
So when Cobra turned them down, obviously they do what pirates do and try to murder Cobra, and they put this $7 million bounty on his head. When this happened, Cobra basically was the most wanted man in the universe. So he changed what his face looked like. So he went from black-haired and beautiful to a goofy-looking blonde guy.
Yep, pretty much.
So then we get Cobra trying to woo Jane. She's not really having much of it at first, or what? I don't know, man. Like, was she into it? Like, it was.
I don't know. Like, it was on some weird new type romance type of shit.
Yeah, it had that La La Soon Amuro like love through space thing going on. Then we get our first fight, and Cobra fights a flying head.
Yeah.
And the head was beating his ass, too. Like, just fucking flying around, uppercutting people. Like, it ate a gun. Didn't it eat a wall? It ate, like, part of the wall. It was just a dude. It wasn't, like, a monster head. It was just a dude's head.
Yeah, like, I think apparently he can live without the rest of his body or something.
I don't know, man. Like, it was super weird.
Because when Jane brought him in so they can, like, basically freeze his head so they could take him in to, What's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, put him in jail, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's kind of a mess. Like, he just broke out. I was like, hey, man, I'm going to eat your face.
Yeah, apparently the Guild was actually after Jane, too. So they offered his freedom in exchange for Jane's life.
So the one defining trait about Cobra is that in his left arm, he has what's called the Psycho Gun, which is a giant laser cannon that can apparently just blow up anything. It's just the strongest thing in the universe.
Yeah, apparently it's also powered by his emotions, too.
Yeah, so, like, it's a new type gun.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a new type gun. So, like, he thinks about it, and, like, it sucks up light or something. Like, I appreciate an 80s anime where they used to make up science to back up why shit happened. I love it. Yeah. Like, just Monosky particles in Gundam. Like, yeah, man, this magical particle that can make everything happen.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Like, at least make up some science for me. I love it. So the next thing that happens is we're introduced to our antagonist, who we discussed a little earlier, Crystal Bow. He's laying on a bed, naked. Like, he's golden. He's a robot man. Like, is he golden or see-through? He's something. Like, he's Crystal.
I think he's both.
He's golden and see-through. Yeah. And, like, he's laying on a bed, like, kind of caressing his balls. And there's, like, we found Cobra. He's like, yeah, I love Cobra. And he continues to caress his balls. So then we kind of learn our plot. Jane finds Cobra. She's like, oh, man, you're Cobra. You've stood up to the Guild. I need you to help me rescue my sister. She has a sister. She's in jail. So Cobra, being weak to beautiful women, says, hey, man, I'm not doing anything else. I'll help save your sister. That's what I do. I'm Cobra. I sex women, and I kill dudes. Like, that's what I do for a living. So, while they're flying through space, they meet Professor Topopo. Professor Toporo?
Yeah.
He's Space Buddha? So, like, he's a Buddha in a glass ball that floats through space.
Yeah, more or less.
So, like, first off, it's terrifying. When they first introduce him, like, he's just staring through a window. And even Cobra has a reaction. He just grabs his gun and is like, I'm going to kill it. Like, I don't know what it is, but let's kill it. It's obviously an abomination. So, Cobra then, they go to try to save Jane's sister. Jane's sister is like, in this super flying space prison that can shoot lightning. And, like, there's skeletons coming back to life on the planet.
Yeah, apparently that's one of Crystal Bowie's abilities. He can reanimate things. Like, it's pretty crazy.
He kind of has, like, the antagonist powers of all things. Like, we can just do whatever's okay for the story.
Yeah.
So they land on the planet where her sister's in jail, and Jane uses her sister, like, they have, like, a twin psychic power thing to kind of talk to her, but the sister doesn't want to talk to her. Cobra breaks into the jail to try to save her. He gets her out, but in the process, he's captured by... Well, he meets Crystal Bowie, and he fights Crystal Bowie, and we find out that the Psycho Gun doesn't work on Crystal Bowie because he's impervious to lasers. That's his other power. He's impervious to all lasers. Only lasers.
Yeah,
he's impervious to them. So, like, Cobra can, like, punch him in the face and, like, throw him and stuff. Can't shoot lasers at him. They just go through his body. And then Bowie shows his next power. He can pull out his own ribs and turn them into swords.
Yep.
So, like, his golden, like, sword, like, it's ridiculous. Like, he just pulls out his ribs, like, I'm gonna kill you, Cobra. I have my magical ribs. And then he just goes to murder Cobra. Then Cobra gets thrown in jail. And then, like, they capture him. And then they freeze him in a block of ice.
Yeah.
And this is the greatest ice I've ever seen. Because not, like, a block of ice. It's like they froze him in, like, a broken ice thing. Like, it's just broken as ice in these weird shapes. It's a mess. So, what happens next? So,
and then Catherine, it turns out that she went to meet Jane, but it turns out that she actually is in love with Crystal Bowie and is doing his bidding.
So, she then murders her sister. So, when this happens, we found out that Jane is, like, a space goddess? Like, one part of a space goddess.
Yeah.
So she's a space goddess, I guess. And they go to turn in, like, she gets killed and she transfers her love to Cobra to their third sister, Dominique. So then when this happens, she dies and the shock unfreezes Cobra. He gets unfrozen, breaks out the ice, and then he gets her body. And then Cobra's partner, which we did not discuss Lady Armoroid. We should discuss Lady Armoroid. So, Cobra has a partner, before he even meets Jane, named Lady Armoroid. She is a sexy robot. Imagine, like, the sexy robots from Futurama. It's like, she's the sexy robot from Futurama, with boobs and all. Much. So, she comes, she's like his butler. Or, what's a girl? A maid.
Yeah.
He's a sexy robot maid. And, like, her and Cobra kinda have a thing that's weird, even though she's inanimate. Like, she gets jealous of Jane and Cobra's relationship, but she's a robot.
I think you can more classify her as an android, I guess.
Was she a person at one point? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know. Like, she definitely seems to have, like, pretty robust emotions.
She's whatever Crystal Bowie is.
Yeah, probably.
Because Crystal Bowie, I don't know. Like, what do you classify him as?
I don't know. He's definitely mechanical in origin.
Because, like, he has, like, a skeleton and stuff. And, like, he seemed to have... I guess he was having sex with Jane's sister, right?
I don't know. Like,
they alluded to... Like, so Jane's sister basically has Stockholm Syndrome. And I don't know what was happening. It was very, very creepy.
Yeah, it was either that or she was being mind controlled by Crystal Bowie.
A combination of the two, I guess.
Yeah.
So, the next thing that happens is that Lady Armoroid makes a save. She picks up Cobra and Jane's dead body. Cobra is obviously devastated. He had fallen in love with Jane. Jane had fallen in love with him in this short amount of time. So then he decides to do Jane's last wish and go meet her sister Dominique. So this movie is really a tale of two halves, right?
Yeah.
The first half of the movie is Cobra and Jane's adventure to save her sister.
Yeah.
The second half of the movie is Cobra trying to avenge Jane. Like, that, his MO for the rest of the thing was, like, he wants to really just do what Jane wanted of him.
Yeah.
Like, you could kind of almost go three parts with it, like, one for each sister, but, like, mostly it was about Jane.
Yeah, and I guess you could say the second part was also learning about the truth of Jane and her sister's origin.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go for that too. So, as we keep going on, the introduction to Dominique. So, Cobra's really devastated by this. So he decides to go meet Dominique. Space Buddha returns and tells him the white gorilla. So, yeah. In the sub, gorilla is spelled gorilla, G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it means that. I think it means gorilla, like, with a U. Like,
yeah.
Gorilla warfare. So, he gets to the planet where she's supposed to be on, and he finds an all-female, like, freedom-fighting force?
Yeah, they said that they were fighting for the liberation of that planet.
So, there were freedom fighters, but they fought on skis. Like, they fought on skis, and then they, like, did monkey sounds.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, like, is that a pun? Like Japanese people really enjoy their puns.
It might be a pun.
I think it's a pun. So, in this, we're introduced to the third sister of the three, Dominique. Now, Dominique is amazing because she shows up on a lightning horse. She shows up riding in the sunrise on a horse made of lightning, and it's amazing. Then she turns a horse made of lightning into a flying bed that her and Cobra lay on together.
Yeah.
And, like, it's completely and utterly ridiculous to me. Like, it's also too much. So, Dominique then takes Cobra and explains to him that when her sister died, she transferred her love to Dominique. So now Dominique loves him the same way her sister does. And that he shouldn't worry about her not being her sister. It's okay for them to have sex together. So she takes Cobra into her room. And her room is... So this is my favorite part of the movie. Her room is made out of shag carpet. It's made out of like 6 feet of shag carpet. And she's explaining the backstory of, like, their origin. And Cobra is swimming in the shag carpet while she explains the backstory. It's completely ridiculous. Like, he's just swimming, just doing front stroke, back stroke, doing this whole thing. So then she explains to Cobra that their planet is actually a man-made planet that has a queen. There can only be one queen. But the queen, like, was split into three bodies, and that made the three of them. So they're all one part of one person. One third of one person. So they all have to fall in love with the same guy. When this happens, they'll all merge together. So the issue now is that Jane died, and she's merged with Catherine. So Catherine and Jane are in love with Cobra, but... No, Dominique and Jane are love with Cobra. I don't know. And Catherine's love with Crystal Bowie. So either Catherine has to kill Dominique and become queen, or Dominique would have to kill Catherine and she'll become queen. So basically, whoever's left standing, whoever they love, becomes like king or lover to this queen. They also show the final plot. So Crystal Bowie wants to destroy the galaxy. So he wants to... The queen can decide to move where this planet goes. Like, decide where the planet goes. He wants to send the planet into the sun, blow up the sun, and kill everybody. For no reason at all. He has no good reason for this. Like
apparently the reason was just to show the mass amount of power that the guild has. Because it'll just be just one galaxy gone from this universe that they want to completely have all control over.
And I guess he'll make himself as the Hitler of this universe, correct? Like the
yeah, I guess so.
So, then she, after she explains this to him, she tells him that I guess they're going to make love. So she gets ass naked and gets on her lightning horse. Like, kind of like that thing from The Witcher with the unicorn.
The stuffed unicorn.
And then, like, she tells him that not to worry, think too hard about what's about to happen. And Cobra, like, protests. He's like, please, like, let's not do this. Like, your sister just died. Like, I'm not even sure if I was really in love with your sister. Like, I only knew her for a week. And she's like, I don't care about any of that. I know your true feelings. Take off your clothes. And it was like, even Cobra could sense how wrong this was. Like, is Cobra being molested? Like, did she blow a whistle? A rape whistle? So after this, Catherine speaks to Dominique through their magical psychic powers. She says, hey, I already told Crystal Bowie where you are. Crystal Bowie comes to kill them all. And the white gorillas are murdered relentlessly. Like, I've never seen any fighting force completely destroyed like this.
Yeah, like, you don't even see that in, like, other mecha anime. You just see cannon fodder just being destroyed back to back. You don't see the force completely destroyed all the way. You just see them taking heavy losses.
No, they went out their way to show every single person in their militia get killed. Like, to the last person.
Yeah, it was...
And, like Crystal Bowie apparently loves flamethrowers. They're his favorite weapon.
Yeah, like, just imagine, like, Darth Vader equipping all of his stormtroopers with flamethrowers.
And they just, like, flamethrowered the whole group. Like, they had flamethrower cannons on the ships, flamethrower motorcycles. They just burned them all down to the ground. It was completely and utterly ridiculous. So, after this, Crystal Bowie and Cobra fight again, and they fight, and he's trying to use the psycho gun on him, and nothing's working. And he tells Dominique to run away. She needs to run. And Crystal Bowie takes his rib out and throws it at her and just kills her.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, she's dead. So then, at this point, Cobra's kind of like, oh, Jane's dead, and Jane's dead sister, who I just thought I was in love with, Dominique, is now dead. What's the point of any of this? So, like, he's completely, like, destroyed. He's like, yo, I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
So, but after a little self introspection, he decides, hey, like I can't let them destroy this galaxy. So he goes back to Space Buddha, and Space Buddha's like, hey, like, you need to go, here's the coordinates to the planet, like, she's gonna go and, like, basically turn the planet into the sun. You have to stop her. So he gets there, and he decides he's gonna kill the last of the Catherine. He's like, that's the only way he's gonna kill her. So he goes to fight Crystal. He goes and waits for them at the little base where she needs to go. Crystal Bowie, though, does not play games. He's an awesome villain. He brought a whole army. He knew Cobra would be there, brought literally, like, 1,000 dudes. And they just captured him, like, instantly just captured him. So, oh, after this, he goes down into the little... She goes down into her little bunker. Catherine gets in there, and she sends the planet into the sun. So it's now on a direct collision course with the sun. The whole galaxy's done. So after she's done this, Crystal Bowie decides, hey, I've won now. Now I can kill Cobra with my bare hands because he's eluding me for all these years. Then Cobra goes and he pulls out of nowhere Crystal Bowie's rib spear that he killed.
Apparently he saved it from when Crystal Bowie killed Dominique.
So he went to fight Crystal Bowie and he goes straight up like Kenshin new type mode, the eyes and everything. Like, so then he comes down and he tries to kill him and he sticks the rib sword in his psycho gun and does this crazy combination thing where he like psycho gun blasts Crystal Bowie in half. So then when he kills Crystal Bowie's like, apparently he comes to find out that Catherine had been mind controlled, kind of like with the golden band. So then she was like, oh no, I remember what's happened now. Like, I didn't mean for any of this to happen. So then Space Buddha comes back and is like, oh, well, you didn't, I know you didn't mean to do this, but it happened. So you know what you have to do. And apparently it seems that when they built this magical space planet, it can only pick its course once per generation. If they go back and change the course again, it'll blow up everything. Blow up the whole planet.
Yeah.
So the third sister went in after she was freed from mind control and blew up the planet, killed herself, the planet, and Space Buddha.
Yeah.
And that was the end.
Yeah, and in case anyone's wondering what happened to the thousands of soldiers, they just left.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the thousands of soldiers, like, after he killed Crystal Bowie, that had a duel to the death, they just was like, all right, guess we should leave now. Like,
yeah.
Guess it's over.
Yeah, I guess they weren't expecting that outcome.
Like they didn't even like you know, normally like, oh my god, they killed the leader. They just like, oh man, boy, that sucks.
Like it seemed like they were all just robots anyway. So I guess their programming was to just return to wherever they came from after their master died.
So then after, now all the three girls that he was in love with are dead. He goes back to Lady Almeroid and is like, man, that was sucked. I wonder how I'm going to die. And she was like, do you think you'll die? He was like, nah, guess not. And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So the movie was really, really cool. Like, I had a really good time with it. I don't know, Blab, what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
I thought it was a really interesting experience. Like, the ending was kind of like just kind of bittersweet, but kind of filled with hope.
After we watched the movie, though, I showed Blau, because I had already previously seen the show. I showed him the show.
Yeah.
We watched just the first episode. We're going to spoil some of that, too, because it gives context to Cobra. So Cobra was being chased, and he, after he changed his face, he also erased his own memories, and he just didn't know who he was anymore, and he was hiding out for, like, 5 years. But then, like, he accidentally went to, like, the Total Recall dream machine thing. Yeah. And it, like, woke his memories up, and boom, he knew who he was again.
Yeah.
But then he wasn't as beautiful. He was just kind of goofy looking.
Yeah.
The show is really good. The movie's really good. I think I would give it a recommend. Would you recommend it, Blau?
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
So who would we recommend this movie to? Like, if we would recommend Space Adventure Cobra to anyone who really likes, if you're really into 80s anime, definitely. Like, Space Adventure Cobra should be on your list.
Yeah, it's literally, like, a classic that probably everyone should watch. It inspired Mega Man. That's just how serious it was.
Also, anyone who likes Star Wars and all my One Piece fans out there, all you guys would dig this too.
Yeah.
Space Adventure Cobra gets a recommend from the Space Adventure podcast. And that's pretty much it for our review of Space Adventure Cobra.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Our next review, for our next review show, I think we decided we are going to review Gundam F91. That's what we're reviewing next, will be Gundam F91. And with that, if anyone has any suggestions for us, you can reach out to us on Twitter and our Gmail. But with that, I think we're going to go ahead and end this week's episode, right?
Yeah.
So, my name's Philip. You guys can reach me with questions at Twitter at KingFizzle424. Or you can send us all emails at thespacerunawaypodcast@gmail.com. Send us your questions, send us any recommendations, anything you want us to review. Send us all that jazz, and we'll be sure to look at it, and we answer everything that people reach out to us with. You got anything to add, B?
Not really.
With that, this is the end of this week's episode, and you guys have an awesome day. I'm not going to be able to do that.